Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. I have to tell you, it's been great to be back. Last week, I took a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a break in the action. Buddy and I put on a rib cooking contest. It took a lot of planning. About 400 people showed up. So last week, I hope many of you, some of our loyal listeners, had an opportunity to go back and look through the archives for the Best of Show. Today is April the 16th. It's Friday, 2010, and it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is ADHD. What's obvious about the top 10 list of obvious solutions? This is an exciting topic I'm looking to delve into. But before we do that, I just want to talk about some upcoming shows. Next Friday, I think that has to be the 23rd, Steve Gundy, who has been with us before, will be coming back to the show. And we're going to be talking about ADHD and religion. Not so much the religious aspects, but talking about how many individuals struggle, pay attention in church, and or relationships with God. So we're going to be talking a lot about ADHD and its impact on religion and one's relationship with God. So that will be a very fun show. And then the following week, I'm very excited that our first ever Attention Talk Radio live broadcast. I'm going to be attending the ADHD Coaches Organizational Conference in Chicago. So on the 30th, we're going to actually do a short 15-minute show live to kind of kick things off. And then if technology permits and everything works, actually have the technology, hopefully it'll work, we're going to be doing some interviews throughout the weekend with speakers, attendees, and volunteers. And those interviews will be posted on Dig Coaching's Twitter account. So if you're a coach out there and you cannot attend the conference, you might listen in to the radio show that Friday and then just follow us as the week unfolds on our Twitter account. You will need to have access to a computer because we will be recording the audio of the interviews and providing a link for you to download the audios. So that's very exciting. We can't wait for that to happen. Again, that's going to be April the 30th. But let's talk about today. Today's topic is the top 10 list, or what's obvious about the top 10 list about obvious solutions. And I wanted to speak to this particular topic and kind of like take a look at it because I find it's very helpful for adults that I'm coaching to kind of put some of this stuff into context. And so, let's begin. Let's think about what if a solution is obvious, what does that mean? What are the characteristics of an obvious solution? Well, to me, it seems it's obvious because it worked for somebody at some point in time, right? I mean, if it's an obvious solution, it's either logically, like duh, or it's worked for somebody. And many times when I've had some issues of my own and I throw some stuff out, many people will volunteer solutions that have worked for them, and it was obvious to them it worked for them, so it's obvious to them it would work for me. So inherent with that is what's obvious. If it obviously worked for somebody else, then it should work for you, and that's built on the premise that we're all equal. I mean, think about that for a minute. We're all equal. In other words, we're all the same. Actually, now that I think about it, equal does not mean same. Equals equal, but same is exactly the same. So an obvious solution, a generic obvious solution, or maybe the top 10 list of obvious solutions, are really kind of based off of how we're all the same. But question is, what if you're different? What if you're not like everybody else? Would the same solution work? Well, what? I like to use science or animals or real world. Does what work for an elephant would work for a giraffe? I don't know. They're not the same. Or are they? They're both mammals. Right? They're the same and they're both animals, but they're very different. So the thing about the obvious solution is logically they're obvious, or they're obvious because somebody's making the underlying assumption that we're all the same. So let's take a look at a couple obvious solutions. Just maybe understand this a little bit. I've written about this a little bit. Let's take something that's kind of easy to understand. Imagine a child goes to kindergarten, right? It's time to start to cut and paste. Well, wouldn't an obvious solution be to pass around right-handed scissors? I mean, after all, 9 out of 10 Americans are right-handed. So isn't it obvious if a child, we don't know what it is, it wouldn't be obvious to start with the right hand? But that solution doesn't work for a child that's left-handed. Or at least maybe it can work, but it's a lot harder for them because it's not their dominant, more natural hand. The point really here is the solution of right-hand scissors makes the assumption that we actually are all the same, when in fact we're not all the same. So right-handed scissors don't necessarily work for a left-handed person. Now, right-handed, left, I mean, we all know that. I mean, that's relatively simple, right? So, Jeff, nice try, but I want a real-day application of that. So let's take my EKG. Yes, my EKG. When I go to the doctor's office and they strap me down and put that gel on and put my EKG, every time they do that, I always have to tell the doctors, now listen, when you get done with this EKG, you're going to want to take me to the hospital. So before this ever starts, it's going to be obvious to you that you need to take me to the hospital. But what's obvious to me is there's nothing wrong with me because this has happened over and over and over. And in fact, the last time I did this, I was adamant about it, and I had a cell phone where I actually keep a picture of my EKG, but I had switched services and whatever and didn't have the picture. And then several years ago, I had explained this to a physician. I was in his office. The woman kind of came in. She did my EKG. And a couple minutes later, the doctor showed up with his car keys. It was obvious to me that there was a problem and that I needed to be rushed to the hospital. After explaining to him that I had told him before this was happening what was going on, he still wanted to rush me to the hospital and, in fact, forced me to go. I arrived. Room was waiting for me. People were outside. I spent 3 hours in there, and they finally told me to go home. I was fine. Well, here's the thing. My normal EKG looks like I'm having a heart attack. Literally. That's the reason they take me. That's the reason they take me. So in this particular situation, it was obvious to the physicians that I was having a heart attack and I needed to go to the hospital. But you know something? I'm not like everybody else when it comes to that. I'm different. So their obvious solution wasn't really my obvious solution. And the reason it wasn't is because I'm different, not because I'm the same as everybody else. And I'm bringing this up because here's the thing. If a person has ADD, or in my case, I have dyslexia and I got a learning disability, and I'm going out there looking for solutions, maybe I shouldn't start with the obvious solutions. Like one of my favorites is if you go and you to the self-help section, you take a look at organization and time. Hallmark issues, I can't tell you. Matter of fact, before the show, I had two people call me up wanting some coaching. They started with, oh, I need some coaching on some organization, helping me get organized. I have ADD, been diagnosed as an adult, and I'm just struggling. Well, you know something? Most books on organization, you pay attention. Most of them were written by those who don't have ADD. So does it make a lot of sense for a person with ADD to look for non-ADD solutions? I mean, for those who wrote it, it's obvious. This is the solution, but I can't tell you how many people come to me saying, listen, I've read the books, and they don't seem to be working. I submit to them when they come to me, well, you're a little different. Let's figure out how you're different. Because if we understand how you're different, then we'll actually understand what's obvious for you. Like in my case with the EKG, once we understand that my EKG is not like everybody else, it makes some sense. And I really like to highlight this because the executive function, and if you read the journals and the science and all that kind of stuff, they start talking about executive function. Those with ADD, their executive function is not wired the same as everybody else. And one of the biggest barriers I find with ADDers is they tend to go look at the top 10 list of obvious solutions and apply it to themselves like they're the person who ran it. So clearly the moral of today's show is when the obvious solution isn't working, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. Or more specifically, when you're paying attention to the top 10 list of obvious solutions, maybe you should pay attention to something's not on the list. Maybe you should pay attention to how you're different, not how you're the same. So, but for many of you out there have come to realize this, so you subscribe to other places, other ADD publications, searching for those ADD solutions, those ADD answers, which takes me to the top 10 list of obvious solutions for those who have ADD. And I advise caution here. If you're interested, back in, I believe it was October of 2009, we did a show on Attention Talk Radio with Dan Pruitt, an ADD coach located in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a fun show, but we talked about the many different versions of ADD and the fact that there's three kinds. There's hyperactive, inattentive, and combined. And that to be diagnosed in the hyperactive category, you have to exhibit 6 symptoms out of 12. And if you run through every possible combination where you could have 6 of those possible 9, I think there's like 84. And the same thing holds true for inattentive. But combined, if I'm not mistaken, there's like 12 out of 18 you got to get or something like that. So if you do the factorials and this high-level math that I can't do with my shoes off, and that's high math for me when I have to take my shoes off, there's like 18,000 different versions of ADD. 18,000, and that doesn't take into consideration differences in severity and intensity or the individual differences that make us human beings past that. So commonly people come, they want some coaching, and many times they're coming in and trying to get one of the top 10 list of obvious solutions to work, or what's worse is when they're trying to get one of the top 10 ADD solutions to work. And the point really is that while you might have ADD, your ADD might not be like everybody else's ADD. And I can't tell you how many people I have coached that are – they're some of the most organized people I've ever met. And I've had some that organization was just – there was one filing cabinet life. It just all got dumped into one place, and it was just a mess. So I urge caution – and even taking a look at the top 10 list of obvious solutions for ADDers, because that's assuming you're ADD and you individually are just like everyone else. And as I say over and over, if you have an issue or problem, go look for and apply the top 10 list, because after all, there's a chance. We are human. You might be like that. But when they don't work, it means you're paying attention to the wrong thing, and you take a look at solutions that are not on that list. So, Jeff, you're talking about the top 10 list of obvious solutions to us, and you're trying to emphasize how they're all based on how we're the same. But we know that. Everybody says every day, you know, we're all unique and we're all different. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is so many of us are allowing people to direct our attention to this list. And as we start to pay attention to the list, it actually becomes the barrier for us to find our solutions. Interesting story. I was living in New York City, and a buddy of mine was engaged. And this is the kind of guy who either wore, like, just sweats or in a fine Italian suit. There was really nothing in the middle. And one Saturday, it was raining, cats and dogs, it was football season, and his wife wanted to go to the store to start picking out stuff for their registry. And he didn't really want to go, but she drug him along anyway. Of course, they get to the mall. This is up in, I guess, Secaucus, New Jersey. And he's in the electronics department watching the football game while she's in the China department, in the silver department. And periodically, he just kept getting summoned to come over. And finally, his fiance brings him over, and she puts two silver patterns out in front of him and says, "Well, which one do you like?" And he said, "Well, I like that one." And she said she liked the other one. And he described, a fight erupted. And it was funny because he kind of came back. He said it was really kind of silly because had she brought either one home, I would have been fine with it. But once I kind of got locked in on one, I had to win. That was it. I was just, in my vernacular, just paying attention to that one thing. Couldn't see the forest for trees. Didn't even look at any other silver that was there. Just was locked in on that. And such is the case with the top 10 list of obvious solutions. Too many times people walk in with that list in their mind, and they can't. It shuts them down. Their view narrows. They can't seem to think. It paralyzes them. They can only think of things on that top 10 list. They can't think of any alternatives outside of it. And so it squelches their creativity. It squelches them for looking at stuff. And it actually, the top 10 list to me actually then becomes the actual barrier that inhibits people, from actually moving forward. Let me give you some time to think about that a little bit out there. Let's run to a commercial break real quick, and we'll come back with more on the topic.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's pick up where we left off. Today's topic is ADHD. What is obvious about the top 10 list of obvious solutions? As a recap, at the top of the show, we started talking about the characteristics of obvious solutions, that clearly, if it's obvious, it made some sense, and it worked for somebody at some point in time. And what many times is obvious about the top 10 list is that we're all the same, and they're based off of people being the same. They're not based off of our individual differences. Try to cite a couple examples, something as simple as being left-handed or right-handed, or really the difference in my EKG, the fact that my EKG, I'm different from everybody else, and the doctors think I'm having a heart attack when it's actually normal for me. So their obvious solution, take me to the hospital, is the wrong list for me. We started also kind of talking about, I so many times find ADDers struggling because they've moved away from the top 10 list of obvious solutions, but they've moved right to the top 10 list of ADD obvious solutions. And still, your ADD is not necessarily like everyone. Sure, it's a good place to start. Check them out. One of them might work. But when you keep reapplying it over and over and over, it's not working. You're paying attention to the wrong thing. And the top 10 list actually becomes the very barrier. It inhibits your thinking. It paralyzes you. It actually kind of gets in the way. So the lesson of today is when the obvious solution isn't working, when the top 10 list of obvious solution isn't working, try to pay attention to things different. So you say, Jeff, well, how do you do that? Well, that's kind of what coaching is all about. It's about trying to figure out how you work. It's about how you naturally do things. And some of it just begins by kind of pausing and backing up and just taking a look at things. So, for example, I was picking on organization a little bit earlier. So many people come to me and they say, listen, I need coaching on how to get organized. And you know what my favorite thing is? I say, well, how'd you make this call or how'd you make this appointment? Well, what do you mean? Well, you're here on time, right? I love the ones that say, well, I was 30 seconds late. But, you know, for the most part, they're there. And I go, well, something worked for you. What was it? What? But that's correct, everybody. Everybody's organized somehow. But if you pay attention, if you spend your whole life paying attention to how other people say you should be organized, and you spend all your effort trying to do it that way, you don't even see what's obvious in how you do it. Just like at the top of the show, I was talking about left-handed, right-handed. If you were born left-handed and you spent your whole time trying to be right-handed, you never paid attention to how you're left-handed, you wouldn't necessarily know you are left-handed. So in the same way, pay attention to how you work. Look at what works. Again, I had somebody the other day, and they said, listen, I said, you made this call. How'd you make it? Well, you know, I put it in my phone. Oh, you did? You put it in your telephone. Okay. Was there an alarm to it? Well, no. There wasn't an alarm. Well, how did it do it for you? Well, I don't know. Then I asked, well, you put most of your appointments in your phone? Well, sometimes. Really? Get kind of curious. Well, if you put some in and some don't, do the ones that make it in, do you usually make those appointments? Person said, well, yeah. So I'm curious, what is it about the phone that allows you to remember to make it to the appointment? Well, I'm not going to go through the litany of questions, but as we started to kind of move forward and started to learn about this person, writing it down, actually plug it into the phone, which when you think about this, in order to remember something, you have to pay attention to it, right? Can't remember anything you didn't pay attention to. But in order for you to pay attention to it, you actually have to register it. So what we learned from this particular individual is they could register something, but when they hunt and pecked on their phone to actually get it into their phone, they actually had to pay attention to it. The process of actually doing that allowed them to kind of focus in on it and lock it away into a memory. Once it was in the memory, they didn't need an alarm. They didn't really need anything else. And the interesting learning from this was started to realize that it's easy for this person to remember if they spend the time. It's not the act of punching the numbers into their phone was what was organizing them, because it allowed them to pay attention to it. That painstaking process of doing it was enough for them to pause, because they had to think their way through it for a period of time, and they were able to remember it. So they started to realize, well, they could write it down on pieces of paper, not necessarily a calendar, but it was the physical act of writing it down, which is what was committing it to their memory. And they started to witness the fact that sometimes they didn't write stuff down and they didn't make those appointments, but if there was a reminder, somebody called them and reminded them, that didn't necessarily always do it either. But as they started to pay attention, wait a second, I did make it on time. What were the characteristics that allowed me to do it? And we started to realize that this person started to find their solution. It had nothing to do with a plan or anything. It's taking the time and sitting down the physicalness of actually having to pay attention to it for a period of time for them to render in their memory, and then they were able to make their appointments on time. So when it comes to organization, for you guys that are struggling out there, those with ADD, and you can't seem to get organized, or you don't feel like you're organized, I encourage you to pause. Let go of the top 10 list of obvious ways to get organized. Let go of the books. Just take a look at what you've been able to execute. When were you able to do stuff? When were you able to pack on time? When did it all come together for you? Start to take a look at those characteristics, because something there is working for you. Those are the clues. Those are the things that will show you the direction towards your solutions, which you will probably find, when you find them, they're not on the top 10 list of obvious solutions, and maybe not on the top 10 list of the obvious solutions for ADHD. But they're your solutions, and they're based off of how you do it, not how everybody else does it. So I will leave you with that today. Again, next week we're going to have Steve Gundy on, talking about ADHD and religion. The following week we'll be doing our live broadcast. Remember, for those of you that are interested in learning more about DIG Coaching Practice, you can go to www.digcoaching.com. And let's see, what else is there? If you go there, you can download my free audio, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They're Not So Obvious. Learn a little about some of the things that I did, learning how to move forward in life, having difficulty reading, among other things. But we will leave you with that this week, and have a great week. We will catch you next week on another edition of Attention Talk Radio.